Gloucester High boys basketball coach Adam Philpott is joining us here. Adam, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you guys are having a very good season right now, and just give us an overview on what has gone right for Gloucester basketball, and then I guess we can close out and say, you know, what are you still working on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you mentioned, you know, we're off to a good start. We're happy to be in the position we are, obviously with the main goal in mind to get a berth into the state tournament. So we're on the right path. We're getting a lot of great play out of our seniors. We're a senior-heavy team. Kids like Nate Montanino is really taking the leadership role in terms of scoring and kind of being the key cog for us. But then we've gotten great contributions. Adam Berowicz, up to about 15 points a game. He's one of the best shooters in the conference. And our younger guys are really starting to jump on board, too. Sophomores like Charlie Amaro and Braden Francis, guys that have stepped up into pretty significant roles for us and, you know, are coming along quite fast, so we're pleased with that development. And just moving forward, I think we're still just scratching the surface of how good we can really be. From a coach's perspective, I think we're still working on putting together a full four quarters of basketball, and that's something we try to remind the kids daily. You know, as happy as we are to have the success that we have, we can really kind of take it another step further, and I think that will be needed, especially in the second half of the season when you look at our schedule and some of the teams that we have coming up.
Yeah, and I guess you would imagine that everyone gets a little bit better as the season progresses, you know, and I'm sure you feel that you guys are doing better in that front. Tell our listeners about the makeup of the team as far as size, speed, shooting, where are you scoring from, defense, that kind of stuff. How would you describe the Fishermen?
Sure. Well, I think if you look at us on paper, you know, it'll be pretty apparent we're a little undersized in the scope of things when you look at other teams around the conference. So, you know, we really try to play an aggressive, kind of scrappy style of defense. We're a team that's going to want to press you and then try to generate some turnovers. So we try to use that speed to our advantage. And then on the offensive side of things, we really try to keep things as spaced out as possible. And we have a lot of guards that are capable of handling the ball. So we kind of give them the freedom to try to make plays in space. And it's been very beneficial, you know, for a guy like Nate Montanino, who plays kind of a big man's game for us, but he's really the beneficiary of, you know, some full drive attacks to the hoop, and he's doing a great job of kind of cleaning up on those dump passes down low. And you know, kind of what we try to generate for our whole offense is just mismatches. You know, being as undersized as we are, we try to make teams play our style, where we're kind of able to take advantage of bigger guys who might not move as well. And I think, you know, that's another area where kind of Nate's excelled as an undersized big, is taking guys off the dribble and really just trying to generate looks in a free-flowing offense. We're not going to call a ton of set plays out there. We just want our guys to go out there and have the freedom to play. But I think where we've really taken a leap is on the defensive side of things. We're super switchable, so we have a lot of guys defending a lot of different positions, and I think that's really worked to our advantage. Just trying to play a kind of a chaotic, but controlled style on that end of the floor, if you will.
Is there one game that stands out to you, Adam, that it might not have to be a win, but it might have been the way the team played, maybe your best game, if you will, this year, or the best team game?
Yeah, I think the game that really did a lot for us in terms of our confidence was at Beverly. Even though we ended up losing the game, the past few years, Beverly's gotten us pretty good. By about 30 points each the past couple of years. And so we kind of had this one circled on our calendar of, you know, we're expecting to compete, especially given where Beverly's one of the top teams in Division I. So we really came out hard and competed on the road, and we actually went up in the half, up 16 points. And we knew Beverly would come back because they're too good of a team to play the way they did in the first half. But also part of that was, we were playing aggressive and really getting stops on the defensive end, but ultimately they ended up coming back, and we ended up losing by four. We had some costly turnovers that hurt us, but I think from a mindset perspective, the kids seeing that they could compete at a high level against a very good Division I team really gave them a sense of confidence in terms of what they're capable of. You know, things that, you know, we try to explain to them that, you know, we have some really great players and we were capable of more, but for them to be able to produce that on the floor and be able to see it and say, hey, you know, we can really be a team that can do some damage here. So, like you said, even though that resulted in a loss for us, I think it went a long way for the kids in terms of just their mentality. And I've seen a kind of a different shift in their approach to practice now, where, you know, things are being taken a little bit more seriously and the refs are getting harder and more competitive, because I think they have that view now that they can be a really competitive team against anybody.
No, I totally agree with you on that, and that game, as a matter of fact. So now let me ask you about the league. So you've got Beverly right now with the one league loss. You got Marblehead with two, and I think Peabody, and I'm not sure about Salem. You have three losses. I don't know if all three are in the league, but tell me about the league and how it shakes down right now as you're seeing it among the top teams.
Yeah, it's super competitive at the top. Like you said, Marblehead's having a great year. They're probably one of the bigger teams in the conference in terms of just sheer size. And then you have Beverly. Peabody's having a really, really good year. Thad's doing a great job with his guys over there. And then some teams that surprise, like you have Saugus that's sitting there at 8-3, you know, heading into the second half of the season. So it's a little bit of a logjam up top, and it'll be a good test for us, you know, because we still have Peabody and Marblehead on the schedule coming up. We have Saugus one more time. So the goal there is to, you know, be competitive in those games and squeak out some wins and just prove that, you know, we're right there at the top of the conference with some of those other teams.
Well, I have to ask, you know, maybe my last question, Adam, would be the game Tuesday night. You're playing host to Salem in Gloucester. So tell me about how you see this matchup with the Witches.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game, I think. Salem's another one of those teams. They're right up there. I think they're sitting at 7-3 or 8-3, kind of similar to us right now. They're a team that always poses problems. They have a really talented sophomore who's long and super athletic, and everything kind of revolves around him, but they have a number of playmakers that kind of supplement him as well. We're hoping to play a fast-paced style and really get up and down the floor. It'll be a challenge for us on the defensive side of things, just containing Brayson and keeping some of those other guys in check. But I think, again, with our style of play, we might be able to pose some issues for them. It'll be a game of, you know, who can establish their tempo and play at the pace that they want to. If we can get out and force some turnovers and get out in transition, I think we have a great chance to escape with a win. But nonetheless, I'm expecting a really hard-nosed physical game. That's what Coach Doyle kind of has those kids playing, you know, since I've been coaching. So it should be a really good one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that Brayson Green is a unique player. I mean, he's a really talented player, and certainly one of the top players in the whole conference, I would think. You know, so he's a focal point for you guys defensively, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for his size, you don't see it too often at this level in our conference, where a guy with his size is able to, you know, he's pretty fluid in his ball handling. He can shoot it from the perimeter. He can attack the basket. You know, he's playing above the rim. I've seen a handful of dunks already, so he's definitely a guy that we have to keep in check, and he even had some moments against us last year as a freshman, and you were like, wow, this kid, you know, he can really be a special player, and he's taking that next leap now in his sophomore year.
Now, you nailed it on his description. Adam, anything else to share with us about Gloucester basketball here?
No, we're just looking to finish the second half strong and get into the tournament, and then hopefully, you know, have a high seed. I think our best basketball is still in front of us, so I'm super excited about that, and just to see these kids continuing to develop. So I think, you know, we wanted to come out and make a statement early in the first half, and we've done that, and if we just continue to play some solid basketball here, I think we'll position ourselves pretty nice to make some noise in the postseason.
There you go. Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time, and good luck the second half of the season, and we'll be following you for sure.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yep. Adam Philpott, head basketball coach, Gloucester High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.